This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Snow is falling on beautiful Killdeer, North Dakota, but it doesn't do anything other than add to the beauty of Killdeer, North Dakota. Hi, folks. Welcome. This is the What's on Your Mind program, live and direct, to find out what's in your town. In this case, the town is Killdeer, North Dakota. We take our microphones all across North Dakota to find out what's in the communities, and we're looking forward to finding out more about Killdeer today. And we are coming to you live and direct from the brand new High Plains Cultural Center that opens this weekend to the community with a Christmas celebration on Saturday. So we'll tell you about that as we go throughout the program. We'll be obviously still checking in on things that are happening in the news. A couple of questions we have for you on things that are right out of the headlines. Senator John Hoeven will be here at the bottom of this hour. He did vote for that omnibus spending bill. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the future of the Keystone XL pipeline, which, by the way, is going to be the first agenda item of the new Senate coming up in January. So we'll talk about that and more. Tax extension bill that he's been working on and a few other things. We're going to meet some of the folks from the city of Killdeer. We're going to meet a Dunn County commissioner in just a moment. Talk to the folks at the High Plains Cultural Center, and looking forward to finding out about what's happening in this community, what's going on, and especially tell you more about the High Plains Cultural Center that has been a dream of folks really on the drawing board for about 10 years here in Killdeer, and thank all our sponsors that helped make our What's in Your Town tour possible, including the city of Killdeer and WPX Energy and Ben's Oil Company and First International Bank and Trust. They have a beautiful new remodeled location here in Killdeer. The High Plains Cultural Center, Barron's Lodge, which is a new facility here, Cobblestone Inn, the Buckskin Bar and Grill. We're going to have lunch there a little later on today. They're looking forward to that. Okay, a couple of things in the news. One, a story. Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor, spoke to a group called the Highway 2 West Manufacturers Association in Grand Forks yesterday, and said something I think is fairly common sense and pretty obvious, but it's enough for a news story anyway. And of course, he's talking about the fact that oil prices are where they are, and if they remain below about $52.06 at the number for 2014, it adjusts a little bit for 2015. But if they stay at that level for 5 months, there's something called a trigger, and the extraction tax goes away for 24 months. And obviously, that would have a pretty significant impact on the state budget. And so the lieutenant governor said it would cause a dramatic change in state revenue, and could also, be a concern on companies needing to, if it lasts that long, adjust and hire less and everything else. But he said, look, the state's built on a very sound economic base, and the state budget would balance. But if we have to make some budget adjustments, we will. Well, that's causing news. And I'm saying, well, of course. Anyway, we asked the question. Don't you think the governor and the legislators in North Dakota ought to spend less money than they planned in the upcoming session if, in fact, that triggers and there's less money coming in? Seems like a bit of a no-brainer to me, but want to talk about that. This movie situation is bizarre. I don't know if you've been following this, but we believe the North Koreans hacked into Sony and their email, and they're putting out all these embarrassing emails to Sony, and they're doing it because there was a comedy planned about the current leader of North Korea, the son of Kim Jong-il. And guess what? Now a bunch of theaters are canceling the movie because of threats. There's no credible threat. There's no, we don't have any intelligence that says this is a real threat. But basically, they're using terrorism to scare people, and now theaters are canceling the movies. Does this seem to you like we're, letting the bad guys win in this case? I want your take on that. And then the other thing, we mentioned this yesterday, but Jeb Bush has thrown his hat in the ring. Could you see yourself voting for another Bush for president? Would you vote Jeb Bush for president? Are you glad he's thrown his name in the loop? There's a couple of stories that we're following today, in addition to everything we're talking about in Killdeer, that I want to get your take on to tell me what is on your mind. So give us a ring. Here's how you join us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Less money, into the coffers. If that happens, should we spend less in the state of North Dakota? Hello? Does that make sense to you? Are we kowtowing to terrorist threats with no credible threat on this crazy movie story? What do you make of that? And then Jeb Bush for president. Three questions on my mind in the news. Want your take as well. Hey, look who stopped by. My friend Daryl Dukart is a member of the Dunn County Commission to welcome us to this fine city of Kildare and the all-new High Plains Cultural Center. Hey, Daryl, how are you?
Great. I'm great. Thank you for having me, Scott.
They tell me you were very instrumental in helping this facility happen, and it's a great addition to the community, isn't it?
It is. It's an extreme thing that happened to this, to have this in our community. This center is just something that the whole community will get to enjoy. It took 10 years, as you started at the beginning of the show with, to get us to this point. On the behalf of my fellow commissioners, yes, we did put some efforts and some time and some funds into making this project happen. And we really believe that it's for all of Dunn County. It's a Kildare-centered facility, but it's for everybody in Dunn County.
What do you want folks to know about Kildare? What if folks have not been to this community, what should they know about it?
It's a town of great opportunities. We're right on the eastern edge of the oil development, probably you want to call it the southeast corner of it. There's a lot of opportunities here for growth, a lot of opportunities for employment. Yes, we have the same issues all the other Bakken areas have. We have housing issues, we have labor shortage issues, we have road issues. But it's a small community that is very opening and welcoming to other people to come to this community and work.
You know what I think folks outside these Bakken communities don't understand is just how busy they are, how the pace is just at a whole different level. Let's go, go, go. And sometimes the things of, you know, that we take for granted in the bigger communities in North Dakota you don't recognize. In this case, the High Plains Cultural Center has a fitness area where you can become a member, and there's a gym, and there's volleyball, and there's basketball, and there's, you know, soon to be a gallery about the history in Dunn County and things that are happening, and meeting rooms, and just a gathering place so people can meet people, because so much happens so fast that these are the things that need to be added later. This is really important part so people just know their neighbors, right?
This will help this community grow. This will help the newcomers coming to the community meet the people that were longtime residents, and as we try to grow this community, the newcomers and the younger generation have to become leaders of this community.
And, boy, think about Kildare today versus 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's pretty amazing what's happening here in all of Dunn County, really, and Kildare, isn't it?
In 10 years, we have changed so much. It's just like a total new $100 bill developed in a matter of a few years.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yes.
And, from the perspective outside the area, some people say, boy, what a mess. It's not a mess. It's America at work, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. It may appear to be a mess. And as I told, was at a State Board of Animal Health meeting yesterday, and one of my fellow board members up there come up to me and he said, you know, I didn't realize it until I went up there and actually drove through and spent a day in the Bakken area. He said, and the days I spent were such Kildare in Watford City, and he said, I got to realize the impacts and the differences in your lives that it has made.
Pretty amazing.
It is.
Yeah, and there's challenges, obviously. You can't have this amount of growth in this amount of time without challenges, but what I really see is a group of folks just rolling up their sleeves, getting it done, figuring it out, and it's fun to watch.
That's right, Scott. I think all of us as leaders of the community, whether it be city or community or county, we have all rolled up our sleeves and we have said, bring the challenge on and we'll take it and we'll make the changes necessary to allow this to happen and you, the newcomers, to be part of our community.
That really is neat to see happening. Kildare, North Dakota. All right. Thanks, Dale. Good to see you. And thanks for all your support for the High Plains Cultural Center.
Thanks for coming up, Scott. We really appreciate this.
Happy to be here today to kick off a great new addition to the community of Kildare, the High Plains Cultural Center. And by the way, the Christmas celebration is really the first opportunity for folks in Dunn County, friends, family, newcomers, folks that have been here forever, to gather in one place at this new facility. They're doing a potluck supper, although the meat's provided, but, the other goodies. They're doing a family dance, live music. Santa's going to be here. Silent auction, hay rides, caroling, tree decorating contest. What's that sound like? A good old-fashioned community Christmas, doesn't it? On Saturday between 4 and 11 at this new High Plains Cultural Center. One of the reasons we're here today to tell you about what is in this town of Kildare, North Dakota. If you have a particular Kildare memory, if you're a Kildare native, anything you want to share today, feel free to weigh in at any time during the program. A lot of our discussion today will be centered around that and the other headlines in the news. And we do thank folks from WPX Energy, Ben's Oil Company, the First International Bank and Trust, High Plains Cultural Center, the City of Kildare, Barron's Lodge, Cobblestone Inn, Buckskin Inn, Barn Grill for making our special broadcast happen today. All right. By the way, just got to note that one of our listeners witnessed a rollover on I-94 just on the west side of Richardton, actually the west side of the Richardton exit on I-94, and appreciate that firsthand report. Also appreciate it, as I mentioned at the start of the show, in fact, I'm looking out the window here over a window on Kildare, and the snow is just in the first, 10 minutes of the show here is going from, visibility down to a quarter mile to letting up, about three, four different times swaying back and forth. So the snow coming down in some areas, obviously still some slick conditions out there after a week of winter returning. So be careful out there. That listener report live from I-94, a good reminder that, no cruise control. Be careful out there, and anything you're seeing on the road reports, we always appreciate hearing from you on those. What is on your mind? Jeb Bush is president. You're scared about going to a movie because of some crazy North Koreans threats, and a budget pinch in North Dakota. If the what if, should we play the what if game? Yes, without question. Be prudent, but I don't think the sky's falling here. 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You've come to learn that if it's worth having, it's never easy. Chasing your dream is a full-time job with plenty of overtime. And sometimes your risk is its own reward. At Alaris, we believe happiness should be a limitless venture. That's why supporting your labor of love is our labor of love. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We'll be right back. hour. That song gives me the sense of Santa's elves getting ready for Christmas, sort of like Santa's elves on the High Plains Cultural Center here. Busy, busy, busy place getting ready for Saturday's Christmas celebration, 4 until 11 p.m. open to the public, and looks like it'll be a lot of fun. Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a comment that came in during the break about the movie flap. First, then we're going to go to Kurt and Bismarck here at 800-228-0550 to find out what's on your mind today. Go ahead and roll that clip, Chris.
Yeah, wasn't there a movie about assassinating George W. Bush back in the day? Seems to me there was, and I don't remember a big outcry about it. Kim Jong-un, well, he's just a renegade over there, and yeah, what do we care what they think?
Exactly. And, you know, here's what bugs me about this movie flap. You know, there's no credible threat here. There's some noise and some, you know, and I've quite honestly been amazed this whole story is focused more on who said what in emails at Sony about some actor or some comment than the fact that we have a major corporation here having their emails hacked, right? So, you know, if they can do that and all over a movie that is a comedy about this Kim Jong-un. So, yeah, but now you have theaters, including Carmike, saying we're not going to show it and it being yanked. To me, that says, okay, you know, all you got to do is, you know, shake the cages a little bit and try and scare us, and we'll not go to a movie. Now, mind you, I wouldn't go to this movie on a bet. I could care less. I think it's stupid, but I think the idea of canceling the movie over a threat is kowtowing to terrorists myself. I want your take on it, though, at 800-228-0550. Let's check in with Kurt and Bismarck on what's on your mind. Kurt, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. How you doing this morning? I'm just working on a musical about Kim Jong-il that's going to be played at Medora this summer. You've got to come and watch it.
Well, be careful. Be careful.
What a silly situation. It's nauseating. But I don't even want to spend any time on it. I want to get on to something important that I think you and I agree on. I'm just stunned. It's been almost 40 years that we can come up with two families to have this kind of influence in this country, the Clintons and the Bushes. And I kind of pick up on you. I was just waiting for the day where some non-politician actually gets in there and can have at it. It's not a governor or a senator or a former president, a businessman, somebody with some brains. But to think that we can only find power out of two families of this wonderful, talented country is just silly. Sometimes I think that if we were given a choice of a king and queen, we'd take it.
You know, it is amazing, and we actually could have. I mean, the Democrats look to be, you know, lining up behind, you know, Hillary Clinton. You don't even hear about Joe Biden, who would be the natural heir apparent, right? I mean, here's the vice president, but it's like a. But again,
Shannon, look at all in your world of all the talented people that run across your computer and your research. I'm the same way, and I keep thinking this is all we can come up with this wonderful, talented country out of two gene pools. Give me a break.
But of course, it's up to us. Right. I mean, this is again in the case of Jeb Bush, somebody saying I'm seriously considering it, which basically is just a formality in how he goes about raising funds for a presidential committee. But you know, ultimately, it's the people and these primaries that decide. So we still get to decide.
You hit a key there, because now the only consideration, and unfortunately, this is the world that I live in. Is are you able to raise money? It has nothing to do with what's your background, what's your education, what did you get done. But if you can't raise enough money, you never get to a place where you and I get to choose to vote. It's really gotten kind of out of hand.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and that's why Jeb Bush has a real leg up, right? Because he has a built-in network of people that have been there, done that. So, interesting points, and I share your frustration. I mean, I think Jeb Bush actually be a fine candidate. I really do. I mean, I think, on immigration, he's a little wishy-washy. On education, Common Core, for instance, a little bit. But if you take those two items out, I mean, rock solid conservative, probably more conservative than his brother or his dad. So I think he'd be a fine candidate. I don't think he's, as bad as some people on the conservative side paint him to be. But on the other hand, it's like, okay, let's widen this field a little bit. Let's get a lot of names out there. Eric and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next on the program. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to say that, you know, coming from a common sense standpoint with this movie and an assassination point, what would the United States say if North Korea, which is a dangerous place, made a movie about assassinating our president? And I just don't think it's a very funny thing, and I don't think that a threat from the nation over there is, you know, maybe something to be so scared of. But nonetheless, I don't know what these guys were thinking when they made this movie in the first place. It's not a funny thing.
Yeah, you know, I hear you. Like I said, I wouldn't go, but I mean, I'm more worried about the fact, first of all, you know, with everything happening in the world, that we're talking about a movie, and the threats from the movie is really, you know, small ball in my mind. And I also think, you know, I hear what you're saying, but even, you know, even if they did do it, I doubt people would not go to it if we said don't go to it. Yet we're succumbing to that because the North Koreans are saying, you know, hey, don't go to the movie. And theaters are succumbing to that. I mean, to me, that just says do more of the same. That's what scares me about it. Dan in Lake Park, what's on your mind? You're next on the program.
I've got a question. Our gas prices are going down, but isn't it cheaper to produce diesel? Why isn't our diesel going down? And the next part of the question is, why haven't the grocery stores lowered their prices yet? Are they really that greedy?
Well, explain to me the connection between the price of gas and grocery stores.
Well, I guess they take diesel and deliver it, so that's why the prices haven't gone down yet. But I'd like to see the diesel prices start going down now.
Yeah, and of course that's going to take some time, right? I mean, the transportation costs aren't going to come off immediately, but I hear what you're connecting there. You're saying that it costs less to get the cornflakes to the grocery store, so the cornflakes would cost us less, right?
It'll be interesting that after Christmas, I bet the grocery stores lower their prices then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what that lag takes. Obviously, that's built in. This is a fairly new thing. I know we have asked some of the retailers about the difference on the diesel side, and again, it comes it is a question of where we refine the diesel product, how we can get the diesel product, and there has been disruptions in the supply from some of those places. So we refine it differently. That's at least how it's been explained to me in the industry. It is just the classic supply and demand, and there have been disruptions in that supply because of some issues related specifically to how we refine the diesel product. So that's why there is a difference. You said you think it's cheaper to refine diesel than it is regular gasoline? I hadn't heard that before.
No, I just don't understand why diesel hasn't come down in price yet.
Yeah. And again,
you know, it
that's my understanding. I've asked the very same question of folks that sell it, folks that buy it, and that's what they're saying in answer to the question. Hopefully the log jams lift, and that price can come down too, and then you can see some difference in the cost, because price of fuel raises the cost of everything. Dan, appreciate the call. More coming up live from Killdeer.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is our location today to find out what's in their town. And there is a High Plains Cultural Center that we're actually broadcasting from that opens for the public Saturday 4 until 11 with a big Christmas celebration. So we're looking forward to that. And of course, Kildare is home of North Dakota's oldest PRCA rodeo, now home of the brand new High Plains Cultural Center that we're broadcasting from as well. Kildare is a key growth community in the Bakken. Come visit, play, stay, and grow with them here in Kildare, North Dakota. It's cowboy country. WPX Energy, one of our sponsors today as well. And if you've been thinking about changing careers or companies, now is the time to get started. Great company that's hiring. WPX Energy. Benefits for North Dakota employees are better than ever. A big part of the oil patch they have right here in North Dakota. They have careers in Kildare and Newtown and the Mandaree area. And you can check out all their jobs online at WPXEnergy.com. WPXEnergy.com. While you're there, apply online, learn more about their community involvement, and connect with WPX today. More than 30 years of experience in energy. They've won more than 40 awards for doing things the right way. They're one of the top oil producers in North Dakota. Let them know what you can do to help advance American-made energy, and maybe you could be the next new hire at WPX Energy. Go ahead, get started. Apply today at WPXEnergy.com. And by the way, they're also moving an operation right here to Kildare as well. Ben's Oil Company, one of our sponsors today, too. They're the leading distributor of agriculture, commercial, and residential fuel, propane, and lubricants in the area. Family-owned business serving Dunn County and the surrounding area for over 35 years, providing residential and commercial bulk deliveries, gas, fuel, diesel fuel, propane, lubricants, 24-hour pay at the pump, high-speed fueling for those folks on the road. They have propane cylinder filling. They're proud of their team of professionals. And the driver that delivers the propane to warm your home, to the cashier that searches inventory for your seasonal product needs, you really can count on the professional and courteous service. Contact them today and decide for yourself. If you need more filling up than just your tank, Junction 22 Deli has a grab-and-go convenience store location at the Junction Highway 222, busy one as well. Stop and see him. Or give him a call. Schedule your delivery. Stop on by today. They have the juice that keeps the Bakken rolling. And if you're ready to order, schedule a delivery, or just have questions, contact any of the professionals committed to keep you on the move. 877-764-BENZ. 877-764-BENZ. Benz Oil Company, committed to keeping you moving. All right, folks, we are live in Kildare, North Dakota today at the High Plains Cultural Center, and Senator John Hoeven joining us on our Newsmaker line today. Senator, nice to have you. How are you?
Good, Scott. Good to be with you.
Just quick programming note. Normally Wednesdays, Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Scheduling conflict prevented him from joining us in the 10 o'clock hour, or next hour, rather, for that. So that'll be actually tomorrow on the program. Senator Hoeven here today, though, obviously with some of the same questions that will no doubt come up for Congressman Kevin Cramer. And I want to start with this this bill that you voted on Saturday and the funding bill. A lot of our listeners and all, a few of them have already called in with a couple of questions specific on it.
are concerned about it. And here's the bottom line, the theme that I tend to get from folks that I want you to address, if you don't mind, Senator. Folks see the election as a mandate for, obviously, you and fellow Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in general to stop the president's agenda. And they see a vote very early after the election that advances parts of the president's agenda, and they're scratching their head. What do you say to those folks?
Well, we don't get a majority in the Senate until the new Congress is seated after the first of the year. So really the choice is, do we shut down government or do we try to make sure we get through to the new Congress where we'll have a majority in the Senate and we can go after his illegal order on immigration and some of these other important issues, Obamacare, and other issues that we fully intend to go after when we have an opportunity to do so.
So the idea, and you've talked before about regular order, but I think, this is one thing I've said seems to make some sense. The funding on everything except the amnesty portion and his immigration issues goes through September, right? Now, that's normally the way the Congress works. I mean, you haven't been in that particular area, but, I mean, to go in January of 2015 and start working on funding for late 2015, in this case 2016, is the normal way you do things, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And what we did in the case of the Department of Human Services is we only extended the funding for that department until February 27th under what's called a continuing resolution, which will give us then the authority to go after President Obama's illegal order. And that's purposely why we set it up that way.
All right, let's play a couple of calls that have come in for you and welcome others as well at 800-228-0550 for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead and roll the first one.
Senator Hoeven, are you, Boehner, and Republicans proud of the headline, Republican Betrayal? Guess you and Kramer are officially moderates. I say no to Jeb Bush, the moderate. Say yes to Ted Cruz. Then the Republicans would join forces with the Democrats again to get him out of the race.
All right, a couple of things there to cover. One, let's talk about the betrayal. What do you say to folks that say this was a betrayal?
No, not at all. What we're trying to do is to get in a position to make sure that we can win on the issues that we feel are important to conservatives. And I think that's exactly what we've tried to do by setting up a continuing resolution, for example, for Homeland Security that only goes until the 27th, when we have an opportunity to address it. And further, as far as the overall omnibus, remember, this is just one-third of government. This is the discretionary portion of funding, not the mandatory portion. This is the lowest level of funding since 2007. So we've also worked very hard to achieve real savings. This is about $500 billion less than the funding level for discretionary spending in 2009. So we brought it down from about 1.5 to just a little under $1.1 trillion. And again, it's just one-third of the funding. The other two-thirds is mandatory. So we both tried to set it up so that we can go after these issues like the president's order, Obamacare, and other issues, but also work to reduce the funding level to find real savings to try to address the deficit and the debt.
All right, speaking of Obamacare and the immigration issue, again, here's a call from a listener that I want to have you address that is concerned about these issues, having lost on these issues. Roll that comment.
Hello, yes, this message is for Senator Hoeven. I just wanted to thank him for fully funding Obamacare till October 1st and funding the president's executive amnesty. What is it, a couple billion there for the illegals to assimilate? So thanks for voting for Obamacare, fully funding it till October 1st, instead of voting for a continuing resolution. We really appreciate that. Thanks.
All right. Is that what happened in the bill? Is Obamacare fully funded through October? And is, his question on funding the money in amnesty, are there dollars for the president's immigration order to be carried out?
Well, we didn't have an opportunity to vote on an overall CR, which would have funded all these things. And as the caller is talking about funding things, if he thinks that the funding bill funded those things, I mean, it's the president's action that's the problem. And our choice was whether or not to shut down government versus get into the new Congress where we have a majority. So a CR, if he feels that the omnibus funded things he didn't want funded, a CR would have done the same thing. And as far as immigration issue, it is a CR, and it only goes till February 27th, so we do have an opportunity to address it. And I oppose Obamacare. I want to try to repeal and replace it. I oppose the president's order on immigration. And so what we're trying to work to do is to reverse those in the best way that we can. So it's a little ironic that the caller is critical when we're exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, and again, there's a lot of it out there. I'm a little confused by it too, because to me, I mean, obviously, you for one, the Senate has been run in a terrible fashion, where you're not doing, as you've explained many times, regular order. So you know, here you are, literally on the cusp of 2015 without 2015 funding, and so you clean up that little detail with the exception of the Department of Homeland Security. You're holding that one back so that you can actually go to a little more forceful action on the end. And meanwhile, now when you control the Senate and have more votes in the House, in January, then you can go about the work of doing it. But I'm hearing this from a lot of people. There's a lot of frustration. Why do you think there's so much confusion out there about it?
Well, I think it does get complicated. But the other thing that, you know, you're kind of getting at there, Scott, which is very important, is that we're going to work to go to regular order in the new Congress, and that means we're going to take each one of those appropriation bills separately. That means, for example, now take Department of Homeland Security. We can go in and battle on that immigration issue, and you're only dealing with that one appropriation bill out of 12 rather than all of the funding for government, where you get into all the discretionary funding, where you get into a shutdown issue. Now we can take that individual issue, that immigration issue, the Department of Homeland Security bill, one of 12 appropriations bill, and we can do battle there. And President Obama can't come back and say, "Oh, you're trying to shut down government." It's not a shutdown government issue. So we gain more leverage in addition to having a majority in the Senate. So number one, I contend that it's not funding his illegal action. He undertook that action. We're not funding anything differently in DHS than we funded before. And second, it actually puts us in a position to try to, you know, really battle on that issue.
Dominic in Sterling for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead, your question or comment.
Just a comment. I'll make my comment and then hang up for the answer. I just feel that with passing of this omnibus, it's basically kicking the can down the road. You know, we've got, there are all these hot topics and all of these issues that, you know, people got out and elected new Republicans in to take care of. And instead of passing a large continuing resolution to take care of it when they're in office in January, then, you know, the can just got kicked a year down the road now. You know, we don't have any leverage in changing things, and all of these big bloated programs are just, they get kicked down the road year after year. And that's just my frustration. Thanks.
Senator, response to Dominic's frustration?
Well, I share his frustration, but I think we have an opportunity in the new Congress to go to work on these things right away, and we've taken away the issue of a government shutdown. In other words, we'll go to work on these appropriation measures and these first appropriation bills, on the issues that we're talking about, all those things. We'll go to work on those right away.
And all right, hold that thought if you would, Senator. We'll take a break here, come back, and get to some other calls. Also want to talk about that new session of Congress and what will be the first priority. Some interesting news on that over the last couple of days. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their hot stuff pizza, four for $4 special.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Make today the day you walk into hot spring spas and pool tables too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your every day made better too, and that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs, and again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it. For example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, to 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Senator Holden, you and the rest of Congress get a failing grade on this last vote. Let's do a better job. Thanks. Bye.
All right, a failing grade on the last vote, and again, something we've heard repeatedly, folks ready for the fight, and the fight comes in the next session of Congress. I mean, I think that was the actual term you used in the hours after the vote, that you're ready to fight. Am I right, Senator?
Well, absolutely, and like I say, I mean, what we're faced now is right back into that government shutdown mode, and we saw what happened last time, that came up. And so what we're trying to do is set this up so we can fight and win on these issues. And at the same time, if you look at the funding bill that went through, that's the lowest level of funding since 2007. So we're trying to do what we can now and set things up so we can continue the fight after the first year when the new Congress is seated.
By the way, you did get a chance to vote on the constitutionality of what President Obama did on the executive order on immigration, and you voted with Ted Cruz on the fact that it was unconstitutional. Is so, you know, the Senate's on record on that, obviously, and now you're going to have more of the Republicans that will be in that agreement. What, you know, because, again, this gets missed, I think, but the Department of Homeland Security was only funded through February. What will happen on that regard? You know, what can you do through funding of DHS to undo the president's executive order on immigration?
Well, that's it. I mean, clearly he overstepped his authority, so what we'll try to do is see if there's a way to go in and prevent him from using fees to issue work permits, because that's not within his authority, and so that's what we'll try to do, like I say, right after the first of the year.
What is job one in the next Congress? Did I see that the schedule includes Keystone XL pipeline being debated very early on?
Yeah, the first bill we'll take up is my bill to approve Keystone. So it's important energy legislation, and we'll take it up first order of business right away. And that's you know, important not only in terms of building the right energy plan for this country, getting the infrastructure we need, but it also is going to demonstrate that we're going to regular order. We're going to have an open amendment process. So we'll take the bill to the floor. We'll allow people to put their amendments forward. If they can get 60 votes, they pass. If not, they don't. But we hope by going to regular order to get the Senate working again. And that's what Reid wouldn't allow. So it's both important as an energy issue, but also important because it will demonstrate our effort to get to an open process so we can get the work of the Senate done.
Kirby and Ross, a question for Senator John Hoeven today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kirby.
Thank you. Thanks, Senator. Thanks for taking my call. I got two issues. Why can't the Senate and the House have single issue voting? Whenever something comes up, vote one issue at a time, and that will eliminate a lot of pork. And it'll, you know, whenever it's veterans issue, let it be strictly veterans issue. When it's EPA issues, let it be strictly EPA issues. And, you know, why can't they vote on one thing at a time instead of rolling it all into a package? And the second thing is, why can't they make laws like 20 pages or less that a fifth grader can read and understand?
Well, there's a lot of common sense in what you just said, and I agree with you, and that's exactly what I'm talking about when we say we're trying to go to regular order and allow an open amendment process. And that's to do just what you said, vote on these issues, bring them up, debate them, and vote on them. Make sure that we have bills that are understandable. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. And I think, you know, whether you're talking immigration, step-by-step approach, or anything else, that is the right approach. So we couldn't do it because the reason we haven't done it is because Reid wouldn't allow it. So Harry Reid wouldn't allow it. And that's one of the things we're going to change in the new Congress.
Is there anybody that's trying to make a single-issue voting amendment or whatever, however I should word it there? Is there anybody actually trying to bring it up so that you can actually vote on one thing at a time and no more?
Well, that's essentially what we're working to do in the new Congress. That's why I say we'll bring up Keystone. That's a single issue. We'll allow people to offer amendments, debate those individual amendments, vote on them. If they get 60 votes, they may pass, they may not. But it's essentially an effort to do what you're describing.
Appreciate the call, Kirby. I'm going to squeeze in one more quick one here. Kelly Bismarck, your question for Senator Hoeven.
Right along the same lines, the Senator's talking about shutting the government down. The government didn't shut down. The government hasn't shut down since the Clinton administration. If they can, I mean, everybody's still got Social Security. Everybody's still got welfare. All that. Okay.
And let's talk a little bit about that real briefly here, because Senator Ted Cruz is getting some grief about keeping you guys in over the weekend on that issue and pressing it and wanting it. I understand he's apologized for disrupting schedules, but why was a shutdown a bad idea, to Kelly's point?
Well, I mean, you have to decide for yourself. Do you think that we succeed in accomplishing what we're trying to accomplish on Obamacare, on addressing the president's immigration order, all those things? By getting into shutting down, you know, the agencies of government that are funded by the discretionary budget. And we don't have our numbers yet. We don't have the new people seated. So we don't control the agenda. And so when do you want to have that fight? When are you in the best position to win that fight? Now, before the new Congress is seated, or right after the first of the year in just a couple weeks? So that's, you know, again, I think we're trying to set up so we can fight and actually get an outcome. You know, I think people just have to think through and, you know, they can make their own decision. But that's exactly what we're trying to do, is get into a position where we can fight on these important issues and win.
As you can hear, folks are ready for that fight. They see that as the reason for the change in November, and obviously you'll have an opportunity to demonstrate that's what you're up for once you actually have more members.
And again, Scott, the change occurs after the first year.
Right. Yeah.
The new members aren't seated yet.
Absolutely.
Right.
Senator, thanks for the time today. Senator John Hoeven, our guest, we're live in Kildare today.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/ndda.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.